Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Sam.
Kia ora, how are you doing?
Not too bad. How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm getting through it, you know. I was going to try bring you guys a spooky Halloween rec for this week, but I was just a bit too spooked this week. I was too scared to watch anything scary, and I didn't do it. So.
I feel you.
Okay.
I watched The Addams Family, and that's about as scary as I can do at the moment. I'm just, you know, fragile,
yeah, no, that,
fragile in lockdown.
That works. I watched the new Wrong Turn. Wasn't
What's that?
Good. So the original Wrong Turn's about...
horror movies.
Cannibals in the woods, and this is about like a secret society in the woods kind of thing.
Not my bag, that one.
No, I didn't think it would be.
But you're bringing us something completely different. What are we talking about?
Yeah, so I stumbled across this show called Rutherford Falls, which basically it's a small American town which was founded by Ed Helms' family back in the early settler days kind of thing. And Ed Helms, you'll know from The Office and a bunch of other stuff, but he's like that kind of guy with a long face that looks like Jason Sudeikis but isn't Jason Sudeikis.
I know exactly what you mean, yep.
Because I thought he was Jason Sudeikis and I was like, wait, no, he's not Jason Sudeikis. Anyway. And basically his family founded this town, and it starts off with he's trying to have a statue of his grandfather not be removed from the middle of the town.
Wait, so is this real or fictional?
Fictional.
Oh, okay.
It has a play in this character.
Oh, okay.
But it's very in the moment of the zeitgeist of moving statues,
yeah,
and,
yep.
You know, Indigenous Americans. And his best friend is an Indigenous American who owns, who works at a cultural center promoting basically Indigenous American history, but it's in a casino, and it basically runs the gambit of early colonization in America and what that means and Indigenous American history, but it's meant to be like a 22 minute pulpy comedy.
Oh yeah.
And it was created by Ed Helms himself, this man named Michael Schur, who basically created like the best comedies that we've all seen. So he worked on The Good Place, Parks and Rec, The Office.
True. Okay.
Like, he's an absolute legend. And then they brought on Sierra Teller Ornelas, who is another producer and writer. She's worked on Superstore and Happy Endings, which is one of my favorite sitcoms ever.
Nice.
And then this as well. And she's an Indigenous American. And they brought in, so half the writing team was Indigenous American. So I thought it'd be a good follow-on from Reservation Dogs,
yeah,
on Disney Plus, which I reviewed recently, because this is kind of looking to tell Indigenous American stories, but in like a comedic, you know, softer lens kind of thing.
So you've just sort of mentioned a bunch of names and TV shows that are all very successful and very funny. Does Rutherford Falls live up to, I guess, that back catalogue of excellent other work?
No.
High expectations.
I went into it and I was like, I watched the first two episodes and I was like, I'm going to have to watch something else. This isn't good and I don't want to bash it. And then I looked at a review and they said that the fourth episode is really interesting. And the fourth episode is really interesting because it follows the man who owns the casino. I think his name's Terry. And basically, as an Indigenous American, like what his... value of money is around like succeeding in a post-colonialist world kind of thing, and post-colonization America. So a very interesting viewpoint, but the show itself just isn't funny, and the plot just doesn't really like grip you at any point. So like,
right.
I was watching these four episodes and I was like, I don't really like, I care about the issues that are being like discussed on screen, but I don't care about any of these plot points, and I don't care about what these people are doing, because it just seems kind of frivolous.
Yeah, okay. That's frustrating. That's so frustrating.
And it just wasn't that funny. Like, and to take like Parks and Rec and The Office and all of these like really standout comedies that I am just like, oh yeah, like hilarious. Like, I think if they'd done this in that mockumentary style, it might have actually been a bit more successful. But I think also there's obviously, this show has a lot more of an ensemble class, not like a one office that they're following kind of thing going on. But I think, you know, maybe they wanted to depart from that because that's like kind of been a bit played out. But I think I would have preferred that in this scenario. I don't know. I just I'm not connected with these characters.
That is really frustrating when that happens, especially when you're like, I really want to like this. I've walked into this being like high expectations. It's all the things on paper that I'm keen to see and stories I want to see told. And then unfortunately, it just doesn't quite live up to that hype.
Yeah, and Ed Helms' character, Nathan Rutherford, and his best friend, Reagan, they basically, like, they're meant to be, like, the dichotomy that the show's meant to, like, focus on, like, an Indigenous American not having their history honoured, and Nathan Rutherford, Ed Helms, basically parroting his family's history and really proud of his family's heritage, despite some of the atrocities they might have done. Like, that's meant to be, like, a really interesting conflict there, and it doesn't seem to come fruition. I don't care about their friendship enough to want to see them fight and break up.
Yeah, that's a tricky one, I have to say. I feel like when you hit a show like that and you just sort of feel like you have to keep watching because you feel you owe it to the TV show, you're allowed to just turn off and watch, you know, reruns of The Office if that is what would make you feel better at that point, I think.
Yeah, and I think if you're going to do a comedy, like, discussing social issues, it has to also be funny.
It does, yeah.
Like, I think it kind of does a disservice to what they're trying to talk about because they didn't pump out a good TV show at the end of the day.
Yep, totally. We just got a text, which is what's making me laugh here, from Denver, who said, can you please ask Sam what his views are on the Netflix series You? I've just finished season one. Much appreciated. Have you watched You? I haven't. I know Jemima watched it.
I actually reviewed You back in the BFM archives. I reviewed the first season. If I pass my mind back, because I haven't watched season two or season three, I believe I said, this is a really weird show. I think I enjoyed it, but I also can't finish it. And I haven't finished it. I haven't watched beyond it. But also, I watch a new TV show every week, so me not finishing a TV show isn't a sign of whether it's a good or a bad TV show. It's just a sign of
the way you
my
watch.
Time management. Yeah, no, I've heard some wild about You season three and You season two. So,
Jemima,
you know,
did spoil the entire plot for me because it's just so not a TV show I would ever watch. And it sounds buck wild and kind of like, how did this get made?
Yeah.
It's mostly what my thought seems to go back to.
Also, Penn Badgley, his name being Penn Badgley, like, it boggles my mind that he chose his celebrity name to be Penn Badgley.
Is that not his real name?
That's his real name as well, I think.
Oh,
but
okay.
You can change your name if you're a celebrity.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't there a thing about the Actors Guild in America where if there is another person with the same name as you in the guild, you actually have to change your name?
Yes.
Because
you can't have
two, like, Emma Watsons or something.
Yeah, that's entirely a thing. Unless it's like a family thing and it's like a junior.
Well, I reckon if you're Penn Badgley, there's probably not a lot of other Penn Badgleys in Hollywood, so
no.
At least you wouldn't have to worry about that.
To speak about You just again for a second, because I do want to say this, I think the failing of the Netflix show is that it made people fall in love with this character who's meant to be, like, utterly despicable.
Yeah,
I think that's
he's a
kind
serial
of where
killer.
Yeah, I think that's weird. And a stalker, and he does weird things on the street watching people through their windows. It's not good. Like, those are bad things. You shouldn't, like...
Don't do that. Terrible, creepy behaviour. Well, there we go. So we've got Rutherford Falls, not great. You, very problematic. And that's
but some people like it, so...
Some people like it.
And Rutherford Falls is on TVNZ On Demand if people are curious and want to check it out.
Okay, sounds good. Episode 4, maybe that's the one to
just
jump in
four.
On.
Yeah, give it a go.
Hey, thank you, Sam. Have a lovely weekend, and we will talk to you again next week.
Yeah, who knows when we'll see each other in person, but I'll manifest. I'm manifesting.
Manifest
me
it.
Me too.
See you soon.
Bye, y'all.
Master. Only on 95 BFM.
I want to know